Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk to you about God's enduring word. And I want to read to you from Isaiah chapter 40, beginning at verse 6, where we read this. The voice said, "Cry out." And he said, "What shall I cry out?" All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. This message from Isaiah the prophet was about the frailty of man. He said, "All flesh is grass." Isaiah thought of the beautiful green grass covering the hills of Judah after the winter rains, and how quickly that grass died, and the hills were then left brown and barren. Even the beauty of man is fleeting, and it passes as quickly as spring wildflowers. As he says here, all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. Now, why is man so frail? Isaiah tells us, because the breath of the Lord blows upon it. It is to God's glory and according to his plan that man is this frail and the glory of man is so fleeting. Now, this message was about the permanence of God and his word. As it says here, the word of our God stands forever. In contrast to the frailty and fleeting glory of man, the word of our God endures. God's word certainly has endured. It survived centuries of copying by hand, centuries of persecution, of ever-changing philosophies, of all kinds of critics, of neglect both in the pulpit and in the pew. It survived centuries of doubt and disbelief, and still the word of our God stands forever. Now this message, cried out by the voice in the wilderness, was meant to prepare hearts for the coming of the Lord by leading them to repentance. The understanding of our frailty and our fleeting glory, when it's contrasted with the internal enduring of nature of God and his word, should humble us in repentance before the Lord. And this approach certainly worked in the ministry of John the Baptist. You can read all about that in the Gospels. In 1 Peter chapter 1, starting at verse 22, there's a stirring call for love among believers. Then, using that passage from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8, Peter said why we should love one another this way. And this is what he says. Again, this is from 1 Peter chapter 1. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever, because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers and its flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Now, Peter continues, this is the word by which the gospel was preached to you. You see, Peter made a beautiful connection, showing that the enduring word that Isaiah spoke of is the same word of the gospel that is preached and believed among Christians today, that gospel that brings salvation. Peter also made a beautiful application of this truth. Since this eternal and always potentially fruit-bearing seed is in us, we have both the obligation and the ability to have a sincere love of our brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. Perhaps we could say that if we need more love for others, it would begin with having more of the incorruptible seed set in our hearts and then allowing it to grow. So let God's word grow in you today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.